on Thursday, September 15. Today is Battle of Britain Day. I wonder how many kids today in schools will be taught this. I suspect not many. It was on this day in 1940 that the Royal Air Force Fighter Command, Royal Air Force Fighter Command claimed what proved to be a decisive victory over the German Luftwaffe. The Battle of Britain started on the 10th of July 1940, with the Germans attacking British supply convoys in the English Channel for the first time. August 15, 1940 was known as the Greatest Day, the day which saw the heaviest fighting in the Battle of Britain. The Luftwaffe flew more than 2,000 sorties on one day and lost 75 aircraft. The Royal Air Force Fighter Command flew 974 sorties and lost 34 aircraft. One day, August 15, 1940. The following day, Prime Minister Winston Churchill visited the Battle of Britain bunker at RAF Uxbridge, which is between London and Oxford. Emerging to utter the famous words, "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few." September 7 marked the beginning of the Blitz, when London was targeted by the Germans in a nine-month campaign. And then a week later, on September 15, today, in 1940, came Battle of Britain Day. In what was a heavy day of fighting, the Royal Air Force Fighter Command shot down 56 German aircraft. And this raid convinced the German High Command the Luftwaffe could not achieve air supremacy over Britain. Around 480 Australian pilots served with the Fighter Command and the Royal Air Force in World War II. 14 lost their lives. Today at 11 a.m. in Sydney at the Martin Place Cenotaph, a memorial service will be held to mark Battle of Britain Day. And at 11:30, there'll be a flypast by an Air Force C-17A Globemaster transport plane from the Annerley Air Force Base in Brisbane. Of course, on days like this, we say, don't we, lest we forget. It has become somewhat cliched, because my suspicion is that too many of us do.